on clearing the clutter inside and out, we are talking about preparation for all the holidays. Do you love Halloween but can't find your decorations? Would you like to feel less stressed and enjoy your Thanksgiving meal? Is there one person that seems to spoil all the holiday cheer in December? Let's begin our month focusing on the holidays.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
We've done fall and spring cleaning. Now it's time for holiday cleaning. We are going to focus on it all. We are doing this early so you can enjoy the holidays and remember the reasons for the seasons. Static's Brain shared that annual Halloween spending on decorations is over $2 billion. Almost 50% of Americans decorate their house or yard. The day after Thanksgiving has been dubbed Black Friday by retailers and is the biggest shopping day of the year. Pewforum.org found, when asked what they like least about Christmas and the holidays, fully one-third of Americans cite the commercialization of the season, while 22% say they dislike the heavy expenses associated with the holidays, and 10% say they dislike holiday shopping and crowds. Smaller numbers lament the de-emphasis of the religious elements of the season, 6%, garish decorations at 3%, and the hectic pace of the holidays at 3%. First up, physical. There are lots of things we can talk about cleaning for the holidays, so I decided to concentrate on decorations. It has been my experience that this is where people create a lot of clutter. Take the time now to go through all your decorations for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, Hanukkah, Solstice, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate in the next few months. Begin by locating every decoration you have. Comb each room, outside, in the basement, the attic, and put in one room. Gathering everything is a great visual of how much you really have. Sometimes when it's in one pile, you can really see how much you have instead of when it's scattered everywhere and doesn't seem like that much. Sort into categories, Halloween, Thanksgiving, or a little more detailed, such as ornaments, lights, stockings, whatever makes the most sense to you. If you were to go retrieve the item, what would you call it? Go through all of your decorations once and then another time. If this is really hard for you, I suggest taking a break and then going back to see if you can get rid of more. Decide what you're going to sell or donate. Pack what you're keeping into containers and label. Make a master inventory list of what you have so you don't have to go through every year, although I do encourage you to go through everything you own once a year to clear clutter. Post this list near or on your decoration boxes. Some things to think about. Can you look to the natural world for decorations? Pine cones, threaded dried apples, gingerbread houses. Every year my family makes gingerbread houses that we give away and also decorate our house with. Consider a swap with girlfriends if you're choosing a new look and don't want to spend money. Now is also a great time to have a garage sale. Lots of people have started to think about the holidays. Mental. A lot of people are lonely or depressed during the holidays, or they are stressed out and not having fun. Clear your mental clutter by coming up with a game plan. Ask yourself, what did you like about past holidays? Talk with family and friends. Write down how you would like the holidays to feel. Then make that a reality by doing what brings you joy. Just because you've always done it doesn't mean you have to. If you have a tradition you don't like, don't do it. Have fun creating your own. Who nourishes you? Spend time with people you like. Hate the office party? Skip it. Say no when you need to. Flex those boundaries. Do what you choose to do. Don't play the victim. Pick a meditation or form of mindfulness practice that you can turn to when you become stressed or upset. Have fun. If you start to get really serious, lighten the mood. What makes you laugh? What do you consider fun? Write it down. I then suggest keeping this list with you in your purse or wallet, or on your iPad or iPhone, or your Android. Have it where you can easily access it. So if you get stuck or start to have that monkey mind going on, grab the list and look at it to support you. Emotional. In addition to depression and anxiety, people also tend to be stressed out and can easily become angry or sad. Take the time to think about your holiday stressors. What emotions come up for you? If you have a lot of anger, maybe you need to create better boundaries to have peace. Does that mean saying no to something? Does that mean cutting out some events from your schedule? Does it mean taking people off your gift list? If you have a lot of sadness, what can you do to ease that? Watch funny movies? Have a support group? Have a friend on standby that you can talk to? Add to your mental clutter plan. What will you do if a relative makes you angry? What's your response if you become really sad? If you start to get jealous, what will you do? By being aware, you can change your response. If you fall down, you get right back up. You aren't going to be able to change this instantly, but if you do it enough, your response will start to be the calm one, not the knee-jerk, out-of-control emotion. Pick one emotion to focus on this season and create a plan to support you when you're challenged. As with your mental clutter plan, have it where you can easily reach it.
Do you prefer to do it yourself? Motivated to release clutter and finally get organized, but need some guidance? Do you have an idea of how to organize and declutter, but know a game plan would support you in achieving your goals? Our do-it-yourself organizing your space and decluttering plan, Julie creates a customized step-by-step roadmap for you to organize your home and release clutter in all areas of your life. Find out more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Spiritual. How can you get rid of spiritual clutter this season? Some examples I have seen around the season include complaining about what you didn't get, or spending time worrying about how much you will get. Maybe you compare yourself to someone who you think has a prettier dress or all the men are chatting to. I'm going to suggest clearing your clutter by being in gratitude. Spend the next 100 days by declaring your gratitude. In addition, take away the focus from yourself. Think of others. How can you do that? Giving. Adopt a family or a child. My mother's real estate business adopts a family from the nearby junior high each year. The school knows what families are in need, and they get a list of ages, sizes, and wish lists. The thank you notes they receive each year always make me cry. You could contact your local school or church or synagogue and find people in need. Volunteer at a nonprofit. Many nonprofits need not only money, but also man hours or woman hours. What are you passionate about? Find a way to give back during the season, and hopefully you'll enjoy it so much you'll want to continue. Energetic. I'm a huge fan of ceremonies. Why not fill your home with love and intention? What intention do you want to bring with the holidays? Peace? Joy? Love? Remember, everything is energy, so you will feel what you do. You could use sage if you feel energy is stuck and stagnant or needs a change and you need to clear first. Once you have cleared, maybe you make a delicious smelling pot of potpourri on the stove. Breathe in the great smell and breathe out your intention. One of the best compliments I receive on a regular basis is that people love how our home feels. I try to clear my energetic clutter on a regular basis and be clear in my intent for our home. Two black cats running around certainly help as well. You could also use aromatherapy and essential oils. If you don't like smells, use salt water and flick it around. Don't limit yourself. If it feels right and good and makes you happy and full of joy, do it. Takeaways from today's podcast. Take the time now to go through all your decorations for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Think if you want to sell, donate, or have a garage sale. If you're feeling sad, angry, stuck, get outside of yourself. Do something for someone else. Volunteer or donate to a cause. When we do something for others, we tend to benefit the most. Set the intention for the holidays. After you've cleared the clutter, don't forget about what you choose to create. Sprinkle in some joy, fun, love, and laughter when you feel stuck. I have had so much fun podcasting since 2014 and host my podcast with Libsyn. Starting your own podcast? You can get your current month and the next month free on Libsyn with the coupon CLUTTER. I love that Libsyn has great customer service, and I never have to worry that they're going to go out of business and leave me in the lurch. Find out more information at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.